Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. There is a benefit to serving God. There is a benefit to praising God. There is a benefit to being in the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord, everyone, and welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day will absolutely transform your life, not just by attending, but by the Word of God. The Word of God is transforming. The Word of God is correcting. The Word of God is hopeful. The Word of God is encouraging. The Word of God sets us free. Let us pray. Our gracious Father and our Lord God, we do now thank you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for brand new mercies. We thank you, God, for thinking of us on this morning, allowing us to be a part of your life's plan. Thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning, opening up our eyes, giving us the ability of our limbs, God. Thank you for another heartbeat. Thank you for another breath. God, thank you. Thank you for sparing us and keeping us from the last time we've seen each other or heard from each other up until this moment, God. This moment was not guaranteed to us. But God, yet by your loving power, yet by your grace and mercy, yet by your designs, your plans, we are still here on today. And we will never be able to repay what you've done for us. But God, we want to just say thank you. God, thank you for another opportunity to be able to study your word. God, thank you. Thank you for what your word has already done for us in our lives. Thank you so very much for giving us words that, even though we may be going through situations and circumstances that tend to make no sense, God, your word gives us peace. It gives us comfort. It sets us free. It sets us on a course correction. It does what we need it to do. It is a light to our pathway. It is guidance for us when we don't know what to do. Thank you for your word. Now, God, as your word is always done, God, we pray that your word would give us what it is that we need on today. God, knowing that all of us may need different things, but God, your word will give us exactly what it is that we do need. God, we give you praise. We give you reverence. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I bless the Lord for each and every one of you on today. On today, I'm going to do something just a tad different. And I want to read to you a number of verses. A number of verses. And after I start reading the first few, you'll probably realize where I'm going. We're going to start with Romans, the 15th chapter and the 13th verse. Romans 15 and 13. And it says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." Jumping in the same book to Romans 12, verse 12. "Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer." Hebrews 11 and 1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Isaiah 40 and 31. "But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. For they who wait, who hope in the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings of the eagles, shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Going back to Romans, the 8th chapter, 24th through the 25th verse. For in this hope we are saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. 1 Peter 1 and 3. I think you see where I am right now, but I'm going to keep going anyway. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Psalm 39 and 7. And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. Romans 15 and 4. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. I promise you, I'm going to be done in just a few minutes. 1 Corinthians 13 and 13. So now faith, hope, and love abides. These three, but the greatest is love. So now faith, hope, and love abides. These three, but the greatest is love. I think you all have where I'm going now. So the word of the Lord is blessed on this morning. I just came to encourage you to have hope. I came to encourage you to have hope. You all, there are so many things in this life that can cause us to lose hope. And oftentimes, you all, it is not necessarily things that we hope for that we, you know, don't see. It's usually the things that we feel as though we can, you know, tangibly put our hands on. For example, many of us are getting up and we're going to, you know, work this morning. And so we don't necessarily, we say we, you know, we're going to get our paycheck. We're hoping to get a paycheck. We don't really know whether we're getting a paycheck, but because we're going into work, we don't even think about it. It's like automatic. In 2 weeks or whatever the cadence is that you get paid, whatever the cycle is that you get paid, the expectation is that you're going to get a paycheck. But here's the, we don't really know. As a matter of fact, some of us have gotten surprised at some point. I know I have. I put an expectation that money was going to be there because of what I had done. And all of a sudden it was, hey, what should be there isn't there. And then you have to make some phone calls, and then you have to find out what's happened and find out why it is that things aren't the way that they are. Even in this economic environment that we're in right now, we oftentimes go in to a grocery store. Well, maybe not now because we've already had sticker shock. But we've gone in with the expectation that what we paid for something before will remain, so that the next time we go in, it will be roughly the same price. But we see these days we are sadly mistaken. You all, even our quote-unquote freedom has been challenged. You know what I'm talking about, our freedom of moving about, because we remember oh so clearly just a few years ago. 1 week we were going around freely outside doing the things that we could do, and the next week we were told to shelter in and not leave our homes because there was something by the name of the coronavirus that was out that we could not see, that we could not touch, that we could not taste and understand when it had invaded our environment, but all we knew is that it was taking lives. So many things, you all, we put our hope in and it lets us down. But as I read through these scriptures, we see that God is the only one that we can hope in and hope for to remain our constant. He is the only one that we can trust and rely on to know that he will be our constant, that he will be our strength, that he will be our hope, that he will never let us down. So in knowing that, why do we put our faith in things and in people and in entities that will let us down? Your health will let you down. Your children, as precious as those babies were when they were born, at some point have the tendency of letting you down. People that who said that they would always be there for you and they would never leave you, some who had even vowed their very lives to you, will let you down. Our jobs, where people have patted us on the back and given us accolades for the good work that we do, at some point may let us down. The government, with all of its rules and all of its promises during an election year, have the propensity to let us down. Everything in this world have the propensity to let us down. But we are to be of good cheer. We are to be not like a people who have no hope, because our hope relies in God. Doesn't mean that you won't cry, but you can still hope in God. Doesn't mean that you won't be disappointed, but you can still hope in God. Doesn't mean that you won't be frustrated with how things are happening in your life, but you can still trust in God. Your hope, hear me well, people, must rely in God. God will never let you down. No, you might not understand why you're going through what you're going through, but I encourage you on today to have hope in God. I don't know why it is that the doctor's report came back the way that it did. But I encourage you, my brother, I encourage you, my sister, have faith in God. Have your hope in God. Hold on to the assurance of that you're praying for is already done in the name of Jesus. Yeah, you can put your hope in God. He will never let you down. He will never walk away. He is the good thing that you've been waiting for. He really is. So while you've tried everything else, while you've tried to figure those numbers every way you possibly can, how you've tried to mend things as best you could, can I encourage you on today to now hope in God? Does that mean that things will change instantaneously? No, it doesn't. But I do know that when you don't know, he does know. I do know that when you don't understand, he already understands. And not only does he understand, he cares. Hope is yours if you place your hope in God. Let's pray. God, we are praying that we will maintain our hope in you, that we will hold on to your assurance that your word declares that there is no good thing that you will withhold from those who walk upright. God, you are our deliverer, our refuge, our rock, our strength. And God, we know that you will never let us down. Be with us today as we go about our day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.